appreciate you bringing breakfast in here this morning.
Always think about the morning show. When you work every morning with people, you know. And I bring breakfast up here because when I go grocery shopping, I just my instinct, because my house is in Birmingham. So when I go grocery shopping, I buy stuff for breakfast, lunch meat, and dinner. Mm-hmm. But during the morning show, I don't get to eat the breakfast food. So
you buy it out of habit, but you don't really eat it.
Right.
Right, because I'm here. And by the time I get home, it's lunchtime. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
I was a little confused about the setup.
Yeah, because like last week you bought us some orange juice, but the orange juice had expired like the week prior. And the stuff that you brought up here today is not in a box or anything.
Oh, don't forget about the cake.
No.
You bought a cake one time.
The cake was good. I could tell that was made the night before.
No, I made the cake. The last cake I bought up here. I cooked stuff.
I don't want to be unappreciative, but the whole setup was a little shifty. It was a Marshall's.
Okay,
bag.
Y'all going to have to. It's all about the thought. Because I bought Keisha
they
Cole.
They sell food at Marshall's.
They what?
They don't sell food at Marshall's. But
some of the cookware I cooked the food didn't come from Marshall's.
But you bought some top of the line. It's just.
But no, ain't nothing wrong with those. Those are really good. I bought the everybody. Listen, I bought the little pancake and sausage on a stick. It's like corn dogs. Everybody buy those for their kids. And they
weren't in the box, Rick. They were just loose.
Okay,
in the
I don't need to bring the whole
bag.
Box up here.
They looked suspect, like they were also like on their.
No, I bought those juicy box. Juicy. Didn't you buy those 2 weeks ago? Juicy go girl.
Yes.
Yeah, those are not old right there. Those
two of them was frostbit.
If you microwave, it's gonna melt. You ain't gonna taste it.
Yeah.
You put that. I bought some Auntie Mama buttery syrup, and I bought nice dishes. But yeah, I don't eat on paper plates.
I was surprised you put that china in the Marshall's bag as well.
Yeah, I wrapped it up. I wrapped china in the Marshall's bag, and then I put that in a Walmart bag, and then put the corn dogs, the pancake on the stick, corn dogs in there.
Rick, that wrapped it like dope.
Okay, but damn.
You buy that for kids. We are grown.
Okay, but those are pancake and sausage. Anybody eat those? I eat them.
It's like
Garcia, don't you eat them? Don't you buy those for your kids, Rock?
I absolutely
and
buy them, dog.
No, you ain't sitting up here front. Son eat them, too.
Yo, like, ever since he came back from your trip. I haven't ever ate one, though.
But everybody try to sit up and act like they don't be eating those, but drugging up their kids, Capri Suns and stuff.
Did not follow the FDA regulations.
Rick be cleaning out his refrigerator.
Marshall's bag wrapped up.
You wouldn't be able to get a street vendor's license at all.
Man, I bring y'all something to eat almost every morning, man.
And when you cleaning out your refrigerator and you feel guilty for throwing it away.
Right.
And before it expires.
Let me tell you what Keisha Cole did to me in Cleveland. Keisha Cole came out to my concert at the Improv. Her and her husband and a background singer or whatever. It was her birthday. I bought Keisha Cole a birthday cake and had somebody we sung happy birthday to, and they took it up to the table, and she gonna stand up and say, Ricky, tell everybody this cake came from Walmart.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.